in a remote corner of North America. Only a few dare to brave the frozen tundra. The Ice Road Truckers. This season, two rival companies on a collision course.
I'm not going down without a fight.
It's the last thing we do this winter. We're going to put him under.
With millions of dollars on the line.
Mark, you kiss our lily white asses.
Anybody who's a hater can go themselves, basically.
Legendary foes.
I just have to tell you, I've been praying for him.
New soldiers.
Nobody likes new guys.
Let's go!
And an Ice Road icon will pick sides.
It's like I'm going to war.
She shouldn't even be here. Like, because she's a girl.
Good luck to Hugh and his business.
And join the grudge match on the world's most dangerous frontier.
Two of the roughest, toughest roads in North America.
Hey, rodeo.
It all comes down to survival of the fittest.
Don't quit, for the love of God. Don't quit.
Sweet.
As the temperature drops,
40 below it, my blood is absolutely boiling.
Tensions rise.
He's lucky I ain't here. I bring his fucking neck.
Three-ring circus around here.
Ah!
Would anybody normal work for these people?
Maybe we're all crazy. That's it. We're all crazy.
On an all-new Ice Road Truckers. In the North, a war is brewing.
So I'm here to take over Winnipeg.
Hugh the Polar Bear Roland is back.
This is a big game sport, and she's an expensive sport to be in.
For the first time in 7 years, he's the boss of his own Ice Road Trucking Company.
Took Vlad over there, and I said, let's start a business together. VP Express. Vlad and Polar Bear Express. We're ready to kick some ass.
And he's going head-to-head with his old boss at Polar Industries.
The end of last season, we parted our ways and haven't talked to him since. There's no doubt in my mind that they're going to come crawling back at the end of this season. That was the biggest mistake they could have ever done.
Trying to make $1 million here, I wouldn't be running it like that. Hell of a way to run the business. It was pretty much of a joke. I come in here with a handshake that we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
My responsibility was to get out and get the loads, and I did. I've got a record number of loads for the company this year. Nothing else I can do.
Worst thing you can do to me is with my money, so handle it.
Give me your final invoices, and I can cut you a check right now, and we'll square up.
The check will be good. I think I'll be running under somebody else next year, though.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the end of Polar Industries.
I started VP Express to put Mark out of business. Mark is just a con man. I know guys that he hasn't paid, including suppliers. He owes Vlad. You know, I'm standing up for everybody that he's ever wrong. We're going to get justice where justice is due here. It's the last thing we do this winter. We're going to put him under.
Hughes bringing the battle right to Mark's backyard.
Jackasses.
2 years ago, Hugh came in here to look for a job. Gave him a job, took a chance on him. He learned about the Manitoba Ice Roads. Stabbed me in the back and moved in next door, and now he's going to be my competitor. It's a nice thank you.
And the only thing that Polar can see when he looks out his window is VP Express.
He thinks it's a big joke. He's going to open up down the street from me. This is my livelihood. I'm fighting for this company. I'm fighting for all the employees here. I'm fighting for my family. Family is really important to me. I've always wanted to make my dad proud. And he was just starting to see this business grow, and life was just taken too soon from him. He dropped dead of a heart attack. So succeeding in this industry is big. It's something I want to do for him. You carry on the legacy. Carry on the family name. That's, as a son, that's your job, right? Our customers expect the best from us. I want to deliver the best. Nobody's going to make it out in these Manitoba ice roads without the best drivers that are going to make it in these tough conditions.
And Mark's recruited a driver sure to get Hugh's attention.
I want to be the best truck driver that I can be. Not the best one in the world, just the best one that I can be. Last year I was just taking a break, making time for my family. I was getting pretty comfortable in my ways, and you got to keep taking yourself out of that comfort zone to keep growing as a person. The thing about truck driving is that it's so many different things. Cold is brutal. Your trucks don't work. You broke down. You're freezing to death. And it is the solitude and being alone that challenges you to your core. I've always done the ice roads at home, and that's my territory, and that's what I do. So this is going to be an interesting learning experience. Starting at the bottom again. Starting at the bottom again. But it'll be okay. This is my opportunity to seize the day. Take on the ice roads of Winnipeg.
A veteran of the Alaskan ice roads, Lisa Kelly is enlisting with Team Polar.
I'm ready to work.
Good. Excellent.
When Mark asked me to come here and work for Polar, it was just a cool opportunity that I can't say no to, of course, because you know me. Can't say no. My biggest concern is just doing what you need me to do and getting the loads down the road and helping you out in that way.
First run out Hugh ever did in Manitoba, he made a comment about Lisa saying that this will mess up little Miss Muffet's hair. Well, we'll see how badly her hair gets messed up when she's running circles around him in the bush.
They don't seem to think you can cut it out here. So we're going to show them that not only can you cut it out here, you can move exactly what they've moved, and better.
I'm glad you have confidence.
I have absolutely nothing but confidence. That's why I called you out here, to come out here and not only prove something to them, but to help us put a stop to this ridiculousness that they think they're going to roll in here and start an ice road trucking company. It takes hard work, years of dedication, and I mean, that's just an insult to me.
Hugh's opened up a shop, and he's going to be running the ice roads too, and I know he runs hard, he gets her done, so we definitely have our work cut out for us this year.
With all that said,
please drive safely out there. We've already had two fatalities.
They're out just doing their job, clearing the snow, clearing the ice, getting the roads ready. Two graders went through. Two lives were lost. And we're going to be traveling these roads a week later. People die on these ice roads. It's inevitable. If the ice doesn't get you, the conditions will. You're in remote bush country for 20, 30 hours straight. No shelter, no stops, no rest points. It's you and the elements. That's it. You tell me that's not going to scare the shit out of some drivers.
I'm competitive. I'm naturally competitive. I enjoy competing. I think competition adds spice to my day. Sometimes I get a little carried away and take something small, and it ends up being getting pretty big because of the argument factor. And I think Hugh's the same way. Hugh and I have, I guess in a lot of ways, we have a lot more in common than maybe appear on the surface. We're both survivors. You know, we've both seen good times, and we've both seen, you know, bad times, but I got an edge on him because I'm taller. And if I can help it, I'm going to be thinner too.
Ha 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 With Hugh's lifelong trucking rival, Alex Debogorski, aboard.
Okay, guys, let's go. Let's get them going. Let's get the trucks rolling.
The battle lines are drawn.
I just have to tell you, I've been praying for him. He'll just go into a fury, probably.
And Poehler fires the first shot.
Okay.
As the 40-year veteran joins the Alaskan icon on the company's first mission.
Go trucking.
They're hauling construction supplies to the village of Bloodvein.
Okay, Lisa's gonna come out now.
And they'll drive half a day on the highway just to get to the winter roads.
Oui. Following Alex.
But every load is being watched closely by arch rivals Hugh Rowland and Vlad Plescott.
So, I heard Alex is over there. I didn't even think he was coming back. He's getting pretty long in the tooth there, but he must have got conned in by the con man.
Yeah. They have a Lisa drawing for them.
It's not safe for her. Don't matter who she's with or anything, it's just not safe for her. They're the roughest, toughest roads in North America. And I don't even think Lisa will make it on these roads. Like, because she's a girl.
Just because you're a woman doesn't mean you can't do things. And maybe a woman's in a man's world. But I'm not going to try to change it, I'm not going to try to feminize it, and I'm not pretending to be a man.
I don't think Lisa's even cut out. She shouldn't even be here. She's not really a truck driver. She's no threat to me whatsoever, not even in the least.
Feels like I'm going to war. We're just about to cross enemy lines and go into enemy territory. The moment of truth. This is it.
Coming up.
Wow!
The winter road strikes back. In Winnipeg.
We got lots of trucks. We've got a lot of equipment. Would you have some loads for me this year?
VP Express owner Hugh Rowland and partner Vlad Plescott are scrambling to get loads.
This is basically the dash for cash. The more loads you make, the more money you make. And I've been a load king my whole life.
And keep valuable contracts away from Hugh's old boss, Poehler Industries president Mark Kahikiewicz.
No, we can do that for you right away. Thank you for the business. Well, that's 22 loads VP's not going to be getting now. Isn't that awesome?
I mean, I didn't build this business overnight. It took 5 years of pounding the pavement.
Okay, Oxford Hose. Yeah, not a problem, guys.
Perfect. And I'm going to make sure that you get the best service you can get here.
Every load that we can get is one that Poehler ain't going to get. And that's our goal.
Yeah, what happened with that one? Really? VP Express has got that load.
I'm going to go a little bit lower on those prices because, you know, we're trying to earn the business. We're trying to earn the name. Thank you. Have a good one.
We're in.
I loved his job, man.
Me too. Just secured a contract. One of the biggest contracts on the road.
VP Express scored an exclusive deal to haul every load to the community of Wasagamac. And it's worth $500,000 if they can pull it off.
For a good season. To a good season.
To help fill the massive order, Hugh's got to find drivers to join his team.
I would consider myself a guy that doesn't take even at my age, yes, I'll flatten you, yes, I will. Once you get a reputation, you got her made. People leave you alone. But to get that reputation, it's really rough. I got scares all over me. From that big, I was in scraps every 2 or 3 days. Like, it was just insane, and it was right up through my whole life. And you know something between you and I? I like it. It's a rush, and I think this is going to be a rush, too. I hope these roads are just a bastard to drive on.
For VP's first haul, Hughes taking a chance on Art Burke.
These are almost as cold inside as outside.
An ice road trucker from Hughes' old home turf in Yellowknife.
I've been driving a truck for 13 years. I like it. I still like it. I love driving a truck. I'm really looking forward to driving on the ice road here. I conquered the ones in Yellowknife, and I'm going to conquer the ones here.
Right on. We're already making money. That's three out already.
This is not good. Anytime I see a load coming out of that yard, it's money out of my pocket. And that just pisses me right off.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. Just like Santa Claus.
Now we got her, boys.
With no time for training, it's trial by fire.
Okay, buddy.
As Hugh puts his newcomer at the head of the convoy.
First day of work, a little on the edge, to tell you the truth.
That's the way she goes, eh?
We got 200 loads to get up the road, and he's got to be able to handle it himself. That's why we're putting him out front here today and see how he does.
He's the first one he's leading. He was the second, I'm the third one, and we're finally going north. I can finally hear the money.
I'm going with two bosses, Vlad and you, and I'm leading. I don't really like leading the pack when I don't know where I'm going here. But we're going to pull her off anyway. That's a given.
He missed the corner. He didn't see the sign.
Now we missed the turnoff.
I thought we were just supposed to stay right on the 90, and then it turned into the 6. I don't know, man. We are. I was told to go straight.
You gotta turn around, Art.
Oh, shoot.
He forgot to make the turn.
First chance I get, I'll flip her.
Copy.
This is ridiculous. I shouldn't be leading, eh? Because I don't know where I'm going. They're familiar with this. Why I'm leading, I have no idea. No, I'm not. How am I gonna turn around here, eh? Might not get a chance to flip her. Knows when, eh?
We always have a little bit of trouble the first trip, but nobody's up that bad.
While VP Express is on hold, Polar Industries' latest soldier reports for duty.
Everything you go through in your life, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And you can see it, but you don't ever think you're getting closer to it. My God, the days drag on. I'm coming off a divorce. Had to sell my business, had to sell everything I had, had to fork out a lot of money to my ex-wife. About the only thing I kept out of the whole deal was my son. But I have a daughter. My ex-wife took her because she didn't think I could handle her. I fight for her. Courts won't do nothing because she has custody of her. Tara turns 18 this year. Tara gets to come home. The light at the end of the tunnel is not far away.
The next ace in Polar's deck is Montana legend Daryl Ward. A veteran of Rocky Mountain logging roads and Alaska's Dalton Highway, it's Daryl's first time in Manitoba.
So, who are these jokers down the road with this new company that are trying to take your loads?
Mr. Polar Bear himself, Hugh Rowland, and my dispatcher decided they were going to start up a company, and they're going for blood, so we got to fight back.
Right on. I ate a lot of pork chops last year. I haven't tried bear yet, but I'm not afraid to try it.
I can guarantee we'll both be toasting on a little bit of bear at the end of this season.
Right on.
Let's go rock and roll.
You know, I know what it's like to lose a business. And that's what Hugh Rowland is doing to Mark. Hugh?
I'm going to destroy you.
Okay. This job is priceless to me. I need all the hauls I can get.
For Daryl, a profitable season means he'll take the summer off to spend time with his kids.
Reno, you know, being off in college, and I hate to see Reno struggle anything for money or anything. I just soon he concentrated on school instead of his pocketbook, so. Daryl will be graduated from high school down in Kansas, and she'll come home, and it'll be the best summer I've ever had. I can't wait for it. I'm really excited for this summer.
Daryl's first mission is hauling construction supplies to Barron's River, one of the many communities that survive on shipments trucked in during the winter road season.
Yeah, baby, I am on the winter road. First time.
Daryl's the first to brave the newly opened trail this winter. And if he wants to rack up loads, he's got to plow ahead at full steam.
Got a left-hand turn here. Snow's a little deeper in here than what I thought. It's getting awful hard to get through. You know, this road is a little western. This is pretty rugged country. Whoa! Whoa! This is the last place I want to be sliding over the road and being stuck and spending the night out here.
Coming up.
Where the heck are we?
The ride into no man's land.
For some reason, I don't like this spot.
Outside Winnipeg.
Okay, now we're going down this thing here, right?
VP Express's new driver, Art Burke, is just trying to get to the winter roads.
It's your own fault. Well, you don't know where the f*** going. You don't know where the f*** you're going. You give somebody the wrong directions. Again, I feel like a fool, and I don't feel it's my fault. Well, this ought to be good. We went about 10 kilometers out of the way there. One way, buddy. At least.
It's the first haul for Hugh Rowland's new company.
25 minutes.
Yep.
And if he doesn't deliver, he could lose the $500,000 Wasagamac contract.
He's probably going slow now because he figures, probably figured out it's nicey. He'll be back.
Well, here they are up here. And slide there. That's really slippy, eh? Me.
Did you see it?
I seen it.
Oh.
jackknife here, barely made that corner. You never start turning until you know you can make a corner.
What the going on, Ernie? I'm looking like a fool here, buddy.
I know.
Buddy,
what's going on? Guilt?
And what happened out here, man?
Oh, it's slippery as there. That was.
Oh, I know it's slippery. It's very ice slippery. And it's
you
snow.
Don't start turning until you're going slow enough to make the corner.
We'll be fine.
That was a close call, man.
We'll be fine.
Just about over in the ditch there.
No, we'll be fine.
No, it's not fine with me. No, if I see something like that happen again, you know what's going to happen.
Well, I know what's going to happen. Okay. That one, if I don't lose, I don't lead. That one, if I don't lead.
Okay.
Oh, well, we got to ask you. Well, we'll be fine.
The convoy gets back on the road with Vlad in the lead.
I knew I could pull out of that one.
I know everything.
And Art on thin ice.
You got to figure it out. Because if you don't figure it out, he ain't going to be back. So we'll send him on down the road and he can ask for a job at Polar.
As Hughes' company finally creeps toward the winter roads, 100 miles north,
the more north we go, the more haywire it gets.
Rival driver Alex Debogorski is already knee-deep in the bush.
Okay, now what do we got here? We have a whole bunch of signs, and it says blood vein.
Out here, there's no cell service, and the winter roads aren't marked on GPS.
I can't see Lisa back there through the curves. Lisa, you got a copy? Lisa, you got a copy? If I can't see her in the mirror and I can't talk to her on radio, then I don't have any communication with her. She could be in the ditch and we wouldn't even know it.
Somewhere behind Alex, Alaskan icon Lisa Kelly is getting her first taste of the Canadian winter roads.
I'm hoping my truck holds together. This is crazy.
And it's slow going over 200 miles of rugged terrain.
This is hard because it twists you up like a pretzel. It might look like I'm just sitting here holding the steering wheel, but I'm getting a workout. Guess I'm going to keep going with it, see what happens. Do I got to turn here? Oh, this is the winter road. Wait a minute.
Early in this season, ice is still forming. Driving only in areas that have been cleared for safe travel is a matter of life and death.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me? So I can't hear Alex. I don't know if Alex is straight or he turned here. Go this way. Can't get lost. If there's two roads, I'll get lost.
Our radios aren't working, so basically I'm going to keep an eye in our mirror and hopefully, you know, we're not going so fast. The speed's slower on this road. It'll be the type of road that Lisa's driven on in Alaska, so...
Well, Lisa won't have any trouble with this.
I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go from here. I can't tell. An attempted communication, I think. Hey, are you there? Alex, you copy?
Alone on one of the most remote roads in Manitoba.
I haven't seen anyone for 150 miles.
Polar driver Daryl Ward prepares to be the first on the ice this season.
Coming up on the crossing. Crossing over ice. You never know what you might encounter. There could be a current stream underneath there that's thinned that ice. You can bust through, you know. It's always dangerous. Always dangerous to cross the ice.
The Barron's River ice crossing has a weight limit of 41 tons. And Daryl's right at the limit.
They said this lake was right before you get into Barron's River. It's got a lot of snow on it. That's what they were saying. It was protecting it from freezing. So this ice right here is not very thick, you know, and I'm heavy. Well, that water spot down there is kind of bothering me a little bit. If there's current going underneath this, it's not froze. I'm going to stop right here. Here and take a look real quick. You know, I had a brother.
Greg is the one that drowned in the Bitterroot River when he was 17. Swimming in the river, jumping off the bridge, jumped off, never came back up. Just sends a shiver up your spine and a feeling that you have never felt before. But what if something happened to me? You know? You fall through the ice. If you make it back to the top, to the surface, the truck's on the bottom. You're out in sub-zero temperatures by yourself. You're not going to survive it. You might as well ride the truck to the bottom. It's going to be a lot less painful than swimming to the top with nothing there to help you through it. Don't go to the top and suffer and freeze. Take to the bottom.
Here I am, the maiden voyage. I made it out in the middle, and there's sure a spot right here. Whoa. Felt like I had a tire kind of, or something just kind of slipped down a little. Oh, yeah. Feels real good out here. For some reason I don't like this spot. this edge, knowing that I'm on the thinnest spot on the ice here. I'm just about to it. I got about 30 yards to go. And I'll be coming up the shore on the far side here. Good feeling there. Right on. I'm heading for Barron's River. I'm ready to go get rid of this load.
While Daryl zeroes in on his destination.
Wait, why am I completely disoriented? Where the heck are we?
Polar teammate Lisa Kelly is falling behind.
They're not really being specific here. Just follow this red line. It didn't say anything about turns or anything. We just follow the red line, but the only problem is this road ain't red, it's white.
Up ahead, convoy partner Alex Dibogorski is also trying to find his way.
We've got no communication. We don't know where we're going. We got maps that tell us unknown road, unknown road, unknown road. How much confusion do you want just for a little job like this? At least, she just disappears. I just keep an eye out for her and drop the load. I hope that I'll be seeing Lisa soon. Yeah, well, you're here in Bloodvein, and now I guess Lisa is lost.
In the Canadian wilderness.
Yeah, finally made her to Barron's River. Dropping off my first load of the season. Flight all over the frickin' wilderness, but I got her here.
Polar Industries is the first to hit the scoreboard in the battle to rule the winter roads as Daryl Ward delivers his load of construction supplies.
I know I was first one out of the gate this morning. I hope I got one up on BP. All right, I'll get it. You know, those guys at BP, they have nothing on us. I'm sure Alex and Lisa got their loads delivered.
Place. Whoever said that you can't get lost and lied. I managed to catch up to Alex here.
How's it going?
I lost you back there for a minute. There's so many roads.
That's probably our guy right there.
Alrighty, sounds good. Alright. First time on the winter road. If it goes like this, I'm lost. I'm just here to get the job done for Mark, so. Well, we got Daryl, hopefully unloaded, and then me and Alex are unloaded. Got our first three loads delivered for Team Pola. Good luck to Hugh and his business.
200 miles north.
Coming into Wasagamac. Home stretch. Looking near Goddard.
Hugh Rowland and partner Vlad Plescott near the drop-off point for the first loads of their new business. And the mad Russian has his own way to celebrate.
Hey, That means it's a money day. It's a money day.
Hopefully we get on with it right now, and if so, that's gonna be great, you know? I can hear that. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Do I hear that, the cha-ching, cha-ching?
You betcha, it's a money day. Artie, on here?
Artie, on there.
Until Art reaches Wasagamac, VP Express can't collect on their delivery.
Yeah, we're waiting here for Art there and go offload and we're done. We're done. We're out of here. This is our first trip up here. It happens. We know that. But come on, get it together, right?
We should be going the right way. But when someone doesn't know, I mean, you don't usually leave them behind, right? I'm supposed to figure this out on my own. If you can't lead anybody up the ice road, how are you going to lead a trucking company?
Where in the hell are we anyway? Does anybody know?
Not cool. We had enough happen today. The arse of this is all over the place, buddy. Get some serious trouble right now. We're in the ditch, buddy. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Please come out of this. Please come out of this. Please come out of this. We're stuck. You believe it? Oh, we're big time. I guess I'll be getting the axe after this one.
This season on Ice Road Truckers.
All done by the seat of your pants. School of hard knocks.
Polar Industries versus VP Express.
The war's beginning. The battle lines are drawn.
This town ain't big enough for both of us.
In a high-stakes prize fight on the winter roads.
I have a disgruntled employee who's a security threat here at my building.
I'd like to talk to the both of you, actually, eh?
Who do you work for? Where do you get money from?
That's right, you.
End of story. Here we go, crossing the river on the ice.
Well, Lord, give us a hand.
Don't call me and tell me how to do my job.
Why is it spinning? You've got to be kidding.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, holy.
And there's no room for a second place.
Nobody around here knows jack about nothing.
I'll stuff that like a net.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not try this at home.
Yeah, the feud is on, man. I'm going to have to put the Hatfield McCoy hat on here, certainly.